I Only Have Eyes for You sort of makes up for the others that have been forgotten. Speaking of songwriting teams, the team of Rodgers and Hart certainly turned out plenty of terrific love songs in their day. Sometimes they were very serious, sometimes very flippant, sometimes even very cynical. But you could always count on one thing. Every last one of those songs was right at home in the musical it was written for. Maybe you remember the job they did in 1938. It was called The Boys from Syracuse, and it was a modern, hoked-up version of Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors. As you might guess, it was a pretty brash affair all the way through. In fact, it was a first-rate farce, and a single sober love song would have been enough to spoil it, if not kill it. Rodgers and Hart knew this, but they needed a love song, so they whipped up a sprightly thing called This Can't Be Love.
This can't be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spells. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well. But still I love to look in your eyes. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well. But still I love to look in your eyes.
Ray Cura singing This Can't Be Love, a Rodgers and Hart number that did a special job and kept the musical comedy rolling right along. You know, some people have the knack of dreaming up ideas that we all wished we had thought of, and then after a while we begin to feel that maybe we had thought them all along. Of course, from there it's only a short step until the whole thing becomes a sort of tradition. What was originally the brainchild of one man has then become an accepted part of our American folkways. Take, for example, the idea Frank Baum had for creating a fantastic but lovable character called the Wizard of Oz. They finally had to star him in a motion picture. And while making the picture, a whole new and wonderful idea was born. It's been so widely accepted that it, too, is becoming a tradition. Shelby Davis will show what I mean by singing Over the Rainbow.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops way above the chimney top. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow sky. That you dare to dream really do come true. If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
Shelby Davis singing Over the Rainbow. You know, somebody, I forget who, once said that music is the universal language, the one language that everybody understands. The one language that knows no boundaries. And he certainly hit the nail right on the head. Take, for example, the item coming up. An item that can be traced way back to Cuba, where it started with some primitive music in a torrid tempo. From Cuba, it spread to South America, to Argentina, where it resulted in a new dance rhythm. Before too long, this new dance form made its way to our country, and we took to it immediately. And then composer Leroy Anderson added something distinctly American to it, a touch of the American blues, and that was it. If anybody's still in the dark as to the title, it's Blue Tango. Thank you. Well, that just about wraps it up for today. I hope you enjoyed this session. I'll be back next Sunday to listen to some more of America's music and to talk about it a little. The guys behind the scenes, Ralph Knowles, Bob Becker, and Bob Perrin will be here. So will Joe Galicchio in the orchestra. And Shelby Davis and Ray Cura will sing for you again.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.